Thank you, Garth. We will start the recording now. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. First of all, Happy New Year to everyone. On today's Niralo Monthly Call on Monday, the 13th of January 2014, at 20:00 UTC, we have Garth Brun, Glenn McKnight, Darlene Thompson, Alan Greenberg, Gordon Chilcott, Garth Graham, Louis Houle, Alan Skuse, and Eduardo Diaz. From staff, we have Matt Ashtiani, Joe Catapano, who works with Chris Mondini, and myself.
Joined.
Gisela Gruber. I have apologies noted from Sylvia Vivanco. Also, if I could please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Garth.
Thank you, Gisela. This is Garth. Do we know who just joined the call?
This is Delazidis, San Francisco, ISOC.
Oh, welcome. Thank you very much. Okay. Garth Bruin, Chair of Niralo, welcoming everybody and turning the call over to Secretary Glenn McKnight to review the action items. Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you, Garth. For the record, it's Glenn McKnight, so I'll run through the action items quickly. 2.1, staff, please move miscellaneous to the bottom of the directory tree. 2.2, staff, please recognize the Niralo monthly report. Listings in descending chronological order on the most recent year, 2014, is first. 2.3, staff, is it possible to create a chair at Niralo.org and secretary at Niralo.org as aliases to ease officer transitions? 2.4, staff, please advise of the status of the Buenos Aires reciprocity reimbursements. 2.5, this is for Natalie Perrigan, of staff, the ALS Niralo database is to show the date of updating. Please advise on the status. 2.6, Eduardo, to supply Atlas needs for volunteers. See item 3.2.1. 2.7, ALAC Chair, please advise on the status of the Niralo Chair request to publicly notify ICANN compliance on issues noted in 8.1.1 and the December monthly report. 2.8, again to Natalie, to notify Niralo leaders and the ALAC members when the Niralo ALS database is updated. 2.9, Secretary, please ensure that HETS members are added to the Niralo and at-large Skype chats. 2.10, staff, please update on the Native Scholarship / Fellowship Program. The formal documentation has been requested. 2.11, staff, please advise on the staff due diligence status of new ALS application, the Capital Area Globetrotters. 2.12, Heidi, to request information from Chris Mondini on the disabled community access activities. That is completed at 4.1. 2.13, to Garth, to let Sandra and other organizers of the ICANN Academy know of the need for training for Niralo leaders and secretariat. Completed, see item 5.6. 2.14, to Heidi, to look for the digital certificate of Garth Sherman, complete, see item 5.7. 2.15, metrics, the working group feedback by Garth to request feedback from all the Niralo's ALSs, integration into ongoing discussion. 2.16, staff, please create a 2.14 teleconference directory in the wiki, complete. 2.17, all, please note that the daylight savings times ended November 2nd and will resume on March 9th. Regardless of this call will occur at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 12 o'clock Pacific Time. 2.18, to all, please note that the new GTLD has been removed as a standard item and moved under the ICANN functions. Next, 2.19, all, note that the agenda has been renumbered since the last session. And last item, 2.20, all, please note December 2013 Niralo report. That is all.
Thank you, Glenn. This is Garth, Chair, and before we move on to the next item, I want to give staff an opportunity to respond to any of the action items that are open.
Garth Geisler.
Sorry, this is Matt. I was stuck on mute.
Go ahead, Max.
Action items. For the open action items, they're still in progress. I know regarding the email address, Sylvia has been working with IT. I don't have an update for you right now, but it's still in progress. Natalie and the database, that's still in progress. So everything's being worked on right now. We just don't have, it's just not completed yet.
Okay. In terms of the travel-related item, which was the reciprocity, is there any update on that?
I know that Heidi's been working with constituency travel, but she and Sylvia are actually at a training today, so I'm sure she has an update. I just don't have it for you right now.
Okay, thank you.
Actually,
we will
move
into the agenda of the call.
Matt and Garth, I have an update.
Oh, hello, Evan, please.
Sorry, just got here from the other call, and I have in my mailbox an email from constituency travel saying that my request is in the queue with finance, for whatever the heck that means. I read verbatim. Dear Evan, kindly note that your reimbursement is currently in queue with our finance department to be paid. I have no idea what that means or how long it takes stuff to get out of that queue.
Hi, this is Matt for the record. So I can actually respond to that. It means that the request has been processed, and it's basically sitting in a queue waiting to be paid, exactly as it says. So your request will be paid. They usually get through the request within about 2 weeks. I can go talk to them after this call and see if there's anything we can do to expedite it, but it should be completed very soon.
Okay. This is the chair, Garth. Evan, did you submit a specific request, or was this something that was done automatically?
No. What happened was, before Buenos Aires, everyone had to buy the reciprocity fee from Australia, Canada, and the U.S., had to actually have purchased that in advance of the trip. So I'd done that, and right after getting my Buenos Aires paperwork, I asked if we were getting reimbursed. I said I was told back we would. When I went online and I did it, I captured the information, sent that to constituency travel, and that was acknowledged well in advance of me taking the trip.
Okay. Thank you. So this is Garth Bruin. So for everybody's education who traveled to the meeting, you have to submit that directly to constituency travel. And I, for one, was not aware of that fact. But we will make a note of that. Okay. So moving on to agenda item 3, meetings and events. The first meeting that is coming up is the Singapore ICANN meeting on March 23rd through the 27th. As a general item to be considered, what should the Neuralo agenda be? We don't have to answer that question immediately, but it's something that we should all be thinking about. Number 3.1.2, there's a link to the at-large working space for Singapore. And agenda item 3.1.3, most of you should have received a note that sponsored travelers need to complete their paperwork by Wednesday. Just as a general question, is this an unusual time frame? It seems rather quick. And this can be completely rhetorical. I don't need a specific answer. Okay, moving on.
Yeah, Garth, it's Alan. They used to say they would give us a week. I don't know what happened this time.
Okay. All right. We'll make a note of it. And maybe we can have an action item. This is a question for staff. An action item to find out what the standard turnaround time, the expectation is for sponsored travelers to turn in their paperwork. I mean, is it a week? Is it shorter? Is it longer? Just so we can have an expectation and people can be aware of it. Thank you. Does anybody have any general comments about the Singapore meeting before I move on? No. Seeing none and hearing none, moving on. Agenda item 3.2, the London Atlas II meeting, June 22nd through 26th. And all Neuralo members should be aware that if you complete the survey, one of your representatives will receive funding for this trip. I don't have any further details on that at the moment. If anybody does have any further details, feel free to put your hand up. There is a public relations subgroup, and there's a link there, and I believe that Eduardo created this wiki space. Eduardo has his hand up. Eduardo, please.
This is Eduardo for the record. I just wanted to talk to about the Atlas II in general, which includes the public relations subgroup. Basically, there are five subgroups, and now the one that is very active is the events subgroup that Yanni is leading. And you know, he needs all the help that we can give him to get the final drafts for the agenda of the things that are going to happen in London. The public relations group is mostly to get, you know, an strategic message of what the Atlas II wants, so, you know, the message that we want to give out there. And we had a meeting about this last week, and it was reached by consensus four messages, which I don't know them now by my memory, but you can go to the wiki in the Atlas II organization committee for that meeting that happens the last week, and you can see the four messages there. And in, with respect to the volunteers, there are about three more subgroups that we have come up with, and one of them is the showcase, which I believe Glenn is going to lead, and there is Walt Ludwig, Tijani, Ben, and other people that will be part of that committee. And the idea there is to coordinate what is going to happen in that showcase. People are mentioning, you know, are suggesting changing the name to Celebration, Diversity Celebration, or something like that. You know, the group will decide what best name will be. There's another one that is going to be led by Fatima Cambronero from Argentina, and it's going to be a mentoring program for those new ALSs that are going to be in the Atlas in the summit. That, and it's going to be something very similar to the fellowship, where they're going to get together and so and see what's going to happen during the day at you know, different meetings, and we'll try to meet every day and answer questions about what's going on during the ICANN meeting week. So people are not as you know they know where to go, or at least know what's happening during the ICANN meeting week. And I'm trying to put another one together for a newsletter. I think it's important that we keep, you know, we keep inform all the ALSs that are going to go to the Atlas II meeting at least once a month, send some kind of information on what's going on and things to expect. There's going to be some webinars pre to the London meeting, to, you know, mostly for capacity building and whatever issues are going to be important to discuss. You know, anybody that is interested in helping with this effort, please go to the wiki page and put your names and come forward and become part of these meetings. We need as many people as we want, I mean, as we can, to help getting this event as successful as possible. Thank you.
Okay. This is Garth. Thank you, Eduardo. Maybe we could get a list, maybe staff has a list of these five different subcommittees that Eduardo mentioned, and we can start exploring the wikis for each to see what the volunteer needs are. If I know what the volunteer needs are, I will start doing direct outreach within the region to see if we can fill slots for different things. The more information that I have about volunteer needs, the better I can do to facilitate filling those slots. So if staff could help out with that would be great. Thank you so much. Eduardo, you still have your hand up. Do you have another comment?
Yeah, I just put a link in the chat of the charter for the Atlas II groups, and there you will see how this whole thing has been structured, what the groups are, and what they're supposed to do, and what the outcomes of each group are supposed to have. So that over there is a good place to start, and then from there you can go to the groups that you are more interested. The survey group, which was the one that we did most of the work in 2013, they almost finished what they're supposed to do. So we are moving to the events and the other groups. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Eduardo. This is Garth Ruin. I want to acknowledge a comment made by Seth Reese in the chat. Seth says, there should be a list of who completed the survey, this is the Atlas II survey, so that ALS can check to see if their records are the same as Neuralo's. I think this is a good idea. I believe that there is a page with the survey completion results. So maybe if staff could find that and post it within the chat and post it as an action item, that would be very helpful. Okay.
This is Matt from staff. Can you please repeat the AI?
Seth Reese has mentioned that there should be a list of who completed the survey so that we can match that to the actual records in Neuralo for their representatives. So if we can put that particular page, because I know that page has been published, I know that there is a list on the wiki of who completed the survey. So if we could highlight that as an action item, and we'll put it into the next call agenda so everybody has access to it. Is that clear enough, Matt?
Perfect. Thank you.
You. Okay. All right. Moving on. There, the last item underneath the London Atlas is the London Fellowship. And there is a link there to the announcement, which just came out recently. Last week. And if people are interested in that, please read that link. Does anybody have any comments specifically about the fellowship? I saw Tom had his hand up, and then he took his hand down. Okay. Moving on very briefly with no particular details, just noting the Los Angeles meeting, October of 2014. The next meeting was the Consumer Electronics Show. I know that we had originally planned on trying to do a regional visit to that meeting, and we missed the deadline for that, but I'm just wondering if anybody was actually there, was on the call, who can discuss it. Nope. Okay. The next meeting is RSA conference. Now, I may be getting funding for that. I'm waiting to hear from that. Waiting to hear about that specifically, but I may be getting funding outside of ICANN to attend that meeting, and we'll see how that goes. Next is 3.6, the global multi-stakeholder meeting. That is a follow-up to the Montevideo statement, and this is the future of internet governance. And this is in April, the 23rd to the 22nd, going to be in Sao Paulo. And there's been quite a bit of activity and discussion about this. Does anybody want to discuss this upcoming meeting, have any details about it? And who's actually going to be going? I'm sure somebody is going to be going from our community. Nope. Okay, we'll come back to that. Chris Grunderman sent a meeting that's going to take place in Colorado via the Colorado Internet Society on the future of the Internet defining software-defined networks in August, and it's linked there. Is Chris on the call if he wants to comment on this particular meeting? No, that's okay. We'll move on. Making its way around the discussion is the Six South School of the Internet Governance in Port of Spain, Trinidad and Tobago in April, and there is a fellowship opportunity for this. And within this agenda item, the meeting itself is linked at the beginning where it says fellowship opportunity. That actually brings you to the fellowship information. Darlene has her hand up. Please go ahead, Darlene.
Yeah, I was actually kind of interested in that one, and then I read up on the fellowship opportunity, and basically they won't cover travel. They'll cover everything else once you get there, you know, food and, you know, going to events and registration and everything else. So once you get there, you don't have to pay for a thing, but they will not pay for the travel. So that's just one thing to keep in mind for that one.
Okay. Thank you for the details. This is Garth Bruin again. Also, there are some other meetings that we are considering, possibly as crop meetings. There's Americans with Disabilities Symposium in Denver in June. And, Glenn, what is NTEN, the one that's taking place in Washington in March?
The NTEN is a technology conference for not-for-profits.
Okay, thank you. Now, just for clarification, this may be my screw-up. Is that Washington State or Washington, D.C.?
No, Washington, D.C.
Okay, I'll make that correction. This is Garth. And then Aaron in Chicago in April. And as always, if there are any other meetings, please forward them to me or to Glenn, and we'll make sure that they're included in the agenda. Moving on to our agenda item four, our communication and outreach strategies. There has been quite a bit of discussion about reaching out to the disabled communities. There is a new cross-RALO effort that is being facilitated by Chris Mondini. And we've been working with several representatives from all the, I believe all the RALOs are represented in this discussion. And we are forming a new agenda to have a global outreach to the disabled community to encourage them to participate in ICANN policy meetings and become ALSs. We're specifically cooperating with AP RALO to introduce the topic in Singapore to really sort of do a good kickoff with this. And then one of the things that we've come up with for proposal is to have presentation of blind use of the Internet at the London meeting. And personally, and I'm hoping other people will agree, I think that these particular meetings, these particular presentations, these are keynote-level things. These should really occur, you know, within the opening ceremony or within a highly visible meeting during the week, and not just within the closed doors of the at-large community. This is really something that everybody within the ICANN community could benefit from. It's something that everybody should experience. So as far as this goes, I want to promote this as a higher-level item, something to really be bumped up to the top that everybody can benefit from. And the same goes for the Los Angeles meeting. I made a specific request of Steve Crocker to reach out to Ken Harenstein, who is one of the original architects of the Internet, worked on the early projects at the Stanford Research Institute and for ARPA in developing the very, very early Internet. And he himself is deaf, and many of his insights probably came from being hearing impaired. So these are things that I think that we need to kind of loop back to some of, you know, the people who've really contributed to the technology and bring them back into the community, into the policy discussion. And I think that they're sort of missing from the table, and that's really been my something that's really been driving my my thoughts on how to proceed in recruiting new groups. We also want to go back to automating the ALS application. I think that this is critical. And I'm actually looking for – I took this on myself, and I'm busy with a lot of different things. So I'm actually looking for maybe a volunteer to kind of help facilitate this and work with staff to get this automated. And I see Glenn has his hand up, and I apologize if it's on a previous item. Go ahead, Glenn.
Sorry, yeah, it's not on this item, Garth, but it's on the previous item on accessibility. If you look in the middle of the Adobe, for those who are on Adobe, you'll see a screen capture of achecker.ca. It's one of the tools that the accessibility group out of U of T created a few years ago, and it checks websites in terms of compliance according to WCAG 2.0. So you can see that, and that's just a small capture. If you go to the site and you put in ICANN.org, you can actually have a list of all the different items that the ICANN website is in error and non-compliant to accessibility. So I'm just bringing that to your attention.
No, thank you, Glenn. This is Garth. these are the kind of things that are very, very important in terms of access and in terms of technology, and it's exactly the type of participation that we're looking for from the disabled community, or from any community, really. We want to know how people use the Internet and what's important to them and how the policy can be driven to benefit them and benefit everybody. Now, Glenn, you still have your hand up. Did you have a further comment?
No, thank you. I'll take it down.
Thank you. Okay. So I'm going to keep looking for somebody to help me out with automating the ALS application. Next item, 4.3, crop appointees and work. Just before the call, Darlene, you sent a commentary on this, which maybe you could explain, and I see you have your hand up. Please go ahead.
Yep, that's what I was going to explain. Chris Mondini has been working with Alan Skuse and I on this because since it's our first time around, we didn't know all the ins and outs, and we've had to kind of have our hands held on this one, and they've been doing an awesome job. Staff has been doing an awesome job helping us out and going, no, you got to do this first, you got to do this. So we've been doing it. So right now we have applications in for the ARIN conference and the ADA conference. Now, remind me, how many people were wanting to go to the ARIN conference? Was it one or two?
This is Garth. I don't think the question's for me.
No, it's just out there. I think Evan wanted to, or someone, or possibly Glenn.
I put my name in, but I've also put my name in for the scholarship, so I may not require the CROMP funding.
Okay. So one thing that that Chris Mondini came back to me and mentioned, he said, you understand that when there is more than one traveler to the same event, that counts as two trips under the program. So we have a total of five trips. Now, let's just say that Glenn doesn't get a scholarship. So that would be one for ARIN and then two for ADA. So that would take up three of our slots. Now, because I'm just going to assume worst-case scenario here. So that would still leave us with two slots. So we still need to be thinking of, you know, using up those two slots, because use them or lose them, eh? So we should be doing that. Also, if there are two people wanting to go to one conference, such as the ADA conference for Glenn and Garth, they should each be putting in an application. However, he's waiving it at this time, because you were pretty clear on your submission that it would be two people. Also, as mentioned by Evan in the chat, registration fees are not covered. So for the ADA conference, have you guys checked out registration fees? Garth and Glenn?
Yes, and there's also, like the N10 conference, as well as the Aaron has mentioned, there is scholarships available to cover non-travel, just like the Southern Governance session. So Evan and I have put our names in. I think Evan has submitted an N10 request as well. So there's three submissions that have been done.
Okay, we haven't gotten the N10 one yet. So just looking back on the... Wasn't N10, isn't that already passed, or is that still coming up?
No, that's the March one.
It's coming up. Okay, so great. So, so if you guys want to go to the N10 one, please make sure you do submit that ASAP, because as I say, I haven't seen it. Alan, have you seen it?
I haven't seen it yet.
No, so that hasn't. We haven't seen that yet. So far, that's at a total standstill right now and isn't even going through yet. Yes, please do, because that is exactly the type of thing that, if the region agrees, that we could send people to. Also, when you are putting in your applications, please make sure you mention if you will be attending as a participant, speaker, panelist, or a combination of these three. Wherever there are opportunities to request speaking slots, I encourage you to do so. So if you will be speaking, do make sure that you mention that. Now, for the ADA conference, will either of you be speaking, or are you just going to be attending as participants?
We are participants.
Okay. I will make that clear. You won't have to respond to my email, Garth. also, Glenn and Garth, for your trip to the ADA conference, he asks, has the workshop for Glenn and Garth's trip to the ADA event been confirmed? I don't think you need to have to confirm on a specific workshop, do you guys, to go to the ADA event?
Yeah. When we fill out this form, none of these questions were asked. So are these in new questions that have been added to the CROP application, Darlene?
Yeah, exactly. They are right now redoing the CROP application to include these. A little late, but they are redoing it. So, yeah, these are an addition, and, you know, that's the way it goes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can't answer these because I'd have to go back to the ADA people. But as far as I did not ask to do a workshop at ADA. I'm sure Garth hasn't either.
Just for clarification, okay. That was between Glenn and Darlene.
Yeah, so I'm assuming that once you've gotten your registration for the event, you can go to any workshop you want to. So that's what I'm going to tell them. So the next one was also for the ADA, will at-large recruitment, either new ALSs or members thereof, be a focus? And I'm assuming that will be your focus.
This is Garth. I would say that the answer is yes in any one of these events we go to.
Right. And he says it seems to me it should be a feature of all CROP proposals, but I just want to be sure. And as Glenn just mentioned, I'll bet that wasn't a question that was on there. So when we are putting in CROP proposals, make sure that we put in that recruitment is, you know, the big one. You know, that's what we're trying to do. So, and then finally, he says, I want to make a request to know if the CROP travelers would be willing to take some photos of their activities and write a blog suitable paragraph or two of the outcomes. Photos would be especially compelling. This is a bit beyond the post-event evaluation requirements, but I would be grateful to receive the content to use on various ICANN communication platforms. And, I mean, personally, I would think that this would be great because then we can say, hey, this was so useful, and here's pictures of what we did. Now, I know if Glenn's going, there's going to be photos. Yeah, could be Glenn. But anybody else that's going to be going to these events, please, 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 please try and take photos and do a paragraph or two saying how successful it was. So, because that might push this program forward in my mind so that we might be able to have it for following years.
And okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. This is Garth. I just want to, as a suggestion for the ADA conference, be sure to reach out directly to Chris at ISOC Colorado, because there are many members who are right there in Denver who might be able to attend this meeting. So I think it would be a useful experience for them as well. So
I will leave that to you and Glenn, since you're the ones that are going to, you know, get that together.
Yeah, and this is Garth. Just as a general suggestion, whenever these events take place, if there is a local ALS in the area, yeah, be sure to include them too. Okay. Also linked at the bottom of this agenda item, 4.4, there's a link to the calendar of our outreach initiatives. And if you're working on one of these initiatives, please be sure to add your items there and refer to it as much as possible, and encourage people to include their items there as well. Moving on, agenda item 5, our community. There has been ongoing engagement with the NCSC. I haven't been directly involved in this, but I'm aware of it. I believe that there are some folks on the call who have been directly involved with this. Evan, are you prepared to comment on this at all?
Sorry, but the NCSG meeting?
Yes.
Just that there's something planned for the Friday, for the normal ALAC meetings start on Sunday, and GNSO usually meets on Saturday, and so I believe there is a plan for an NCSG forum to be held on Friday. They did a similar thing at the Royal York Hotel before the Toronto meeting, which Glenn filmed, and so they've done this before. And so I've put in, as NCSG liaison to ALAC, I've put in a formal request to get funded for the extra day, but so far I haven't heard anything. In fact, if there's any, to any staff on this call, if somebody could even find out what happened to my request, if it ever got to constituency travel or whoever has to approve this, I haven't even received a rejection, let alone any answer.
Hi, Evan, this is Matt. Yes, we can follow up on that.
Do you know the request? I sent it in. I originally made the request before the holidays.
I can look for it, but I'm sure it's probably just everybody still getting back to the swing of things.
Okay, I'll punt you a copy of the original request just so you can catch up on it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you. I see that Alan Greenberg has his hand up. I'm going to acknowledge Alan, and then Glenn has his hand up. He can come after. Please, Alan.
Thank you. Just a question for Evan. Is for the NCSG event, has the NCSG participants been funded by ICANN, or are they doing that on their own dime, the extra day?
I honestly don't know.
Okay. Case is certainly stronger if they are being funded for it.
My guess is
weaker if they're not.
My guess is based on the Toronto one that I believe that there's minimal resources being contributed by ICANN, but mainly they got an external sponsor.
Thank you. Glenn, do you have a question?
Yeah, no, I just wanted to clarify. Evan, I actually live-streamed that event that was done, and so I'm more than happy to do it live-streaming, so people who can't attend, especially people who will not be going to the event, that I'll be willing to volunteer to do it at that event as well.
Okay, thank you. Ellen, you still have your hand up. Do you have another comment?
No, sorry.
Thank you. Moving on, we have an agenda item under My Community 5.2 about developing a comprehensive transition plan for oncoming officers. And this is actually something that we have brought to the attention of the Academy. I think, you know, as our work becomes more and more complicated and there's more documents, more widgets, more access, more things to be aware of, we really, really need to have a concrete set of assets and things that everybody should have access to and things that should be transferred to people as they come on into leadership roles. And a lot of this stuff has been done in an ad hoc fashion in the past. We want to do everything we can to formalize it. And I know there's another number of specific items in this list, and I'm aware that staff has commented that they are working on these items, so I will leave it be. Glenn, you still have your hand up. Do you have a new comment or an old comment?
Oh, I'll take it back down again.
Okay. Thank you. So we're going to be talking to the Academy and also to staff about ways that we can formalize these transitions and control the data. Darlene, you have your hand up, please.
Yeah, I'm very sorry. I missed the point under the crop thing. Chris Bondini also wanted to know about the ADA. I'm just finding it here. No. Just give me a second.
Okay, darling, we're going to move on. If you come up with it, maybe you can put it right into the chat. And then we can add all these as an action item later.
Have you actually had your trip confirmed to the ADA event?
I guess the answer would
be
no.
Okay, good. Thank you. That's it. Thank you.
Next agenda item, agenda 5.4 on TOR and alternate DNS. This is a discussion that Glenn and I started with the Security and Stability Advisory Committee in Buenos Aires. It's become obvious through the news and, of course, our own research that there is a large, you know, body out there that functions on the Internet which isn't directly attributable, let's say, to ICANN, or maybe outside of ICANN's sphere of influence. And the types of things going on and the nature of them are somewhat complex, and we really feel that they need to be part of the discussions that we're having, because they affect our Internet use, and they have impact on people's lives. So we have brought forward this idea. It's been it's been supported. ALAC members to have a discussion, and we're still working on the details of that. But and hopefully we'll have more information about this. But in Singapore, we will have a discussion, a panel discussion, and presentations about Tor and alternate DNS. And rather than get into a detailed discussion about what these are, contact me. You know, I can fill you in, answer some questions, or point you in the right direction. And I'll keep feeding information out to the various lists as we start bringing this to a formal discussion. Evan, you have your hand up, please.
Thanks, Garth. Just so you know, it looks like there's been some discussion going on, and although it hasn't been finalized, it looks like there is momentum for and broad support to have a workshop at Singapore for us to have both a technical introduction of Tor as well as a more broad discussion of business threats to the DNS from an alternative point of view. That would be challenges to the DNS. But there's a longer conversation to be had. There's an interest in having a technical presentation that introduces the concept of Tor and other alternatives, and also talking about it in a broader sense, with an eye to having perhaps a deeper discussion of this in London at the summit, or as part of the regular ICANN meeting. But there was generally a belief that the ICANN community doesn't even know enough about Tor to be able to be discussing it and the challenge that it presents to end user choices and so on. So I'm simply making the point that it looks like there's going to be a workshop held at Singapore. Who's actually organizing it, I'm not sure. It might actually be the Future Challenges Working Group, or it might be something broader within ALAC, but there's definitely interest in having that, and not just as an ALAC thing, but for us to present it community-wide.
Thank you, Evan. This is Garth again. Yeah, these are you know, some pretty heavy, pretty serious subjects, and apparently the discussion about them has happened behind closed doors with some working groups at ICANN, and it felt that it was time for it to really be public and to have everybody be aware of what's going on. So keep an eye on that. It's important stuff. Item 5.5, synchronizing calls to monthly reports. If you have time, please look at the skeleton or dummy report format for January 2014. What we're going to do is we're going to mirror the outline of the call agenda. And this way, you can make sure that what we say what we're going to do is actually met in reality at the end of each month, or is carried over to the next call. And this way we have sort of a continuous agenda. Before the layout, the format of monthly reports was sort of loosey-goosey. Whatever happened to be going on, whatever was interesting was put down there. We're going to make it much more structured now. So we have a clear tracking of aspirations and outcomes. So hopefully this will also make our agenda more metric-friendly, so we can actually point to what we claim we're doing and what we end up doing, and we can easily report that, easily account for our work, so everybody can see all the great things that we're doing, and it's fully accounted for. So if anybody has any kind of comments or suggestions on that, please send them to me. And if you want to join in with the ALAC Metrics Wiki space. There's also space in there for people to add additional comments and suggestions. And I see that Eduardo has his hand up. Please, Eduardo.
This is Eduardo for the record. Just where are these things located in the wiki? Can somebody put a link so we can look at this? Thank you.
This is Garth. Within the agenda item 5.51, the new format of the monthly reports is linked directly there. And it's basically, if you look, Eduardo, within the left-hand side navigation tower, the vertical, you will see headings like the NARALO meetings and events, and then NARALO Secretary's monthly reports. So the monthly reports would be listed under there, and the new format would be seen going forward from January 2014. I hope that's helpful.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay. 5.6, we're going to be reaching out to consumers' WebWatch, either for re-engagement or decertification. The digital version of Gareth Sherman's certificate from ICANN was received by staff, and it's been posted. And I'll make sure to provide a link to the actual certificate. And maybe we can create a space within the wiki where he can be permanently memorialized in a digital format. 5.8, the Alberta Community Association is defunct, and we will start the process to decertify them. 5.9, this is a carryover from the last call, which I don't have too many details on. I'm a little vague on it. The MOBI appointees. Is anybody a MOBI appointee who wants to discuss this? No? That's okay. We'll move on. 5.10, these are items from Chris Grunderman from ISOC Colorado. He has sent a couple of upcoming meetings that he wanted the community to be aware of. And one of them is the one that I discussed in the meetings, and the other one is called Driving into the Future. Oh, this one isn't a meeting. I'm sorry. This is an announcement about their activities that's on the ISOC main website, and it's something that Chris wanted to be aware of. Olivia has a hand up. Please, Olivia.
Thank you very much, Garth. It's Olivia Caponobro for the transcript. I'm sorry I was a little slow on the trigger regarding the .mobi appointees. It was just to let you know that there has been a selection made of .mobi appointee, and I believe is it Murray McCursher? I think that's the person. Unfortunately, I haven't got the name in front of me. I believe it is Murray.
Yes, it is. That's already been. Sorry, Olivier and Garth. That was done,
yeah,
and it was voted by ALAC. Sorry, that was done, and ALAC ratified it.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Evan, for reminding us this. Yes. Yeah, so he's been put in touch with the people at .mobi, and I understand that there will be a first meeting that will take place, which is going to be a conference call sometime in January. And Murray McCresher will then come back to us afterwards with the progress of the first .mobi liaison engagement since a number of years. So I'm very glad to see that there's someone from NARALO with an extensive experience in the field. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Garth. I will update that item then. Thank you for the clarification. Much appreciated. Moving on to the next agenda item, which is kicking off the NARALO Spotlight for 2014. This has been something that's a bit of a success story for NARALO. It's something that has been very interesting to the other regions and to ICANN in general. What I will do is, because HETS is the newest ALS in our region, I'm going to ask them specifically to prepare a presentation for our next call. And then Secretary Glenn, if you could start preparing a regular schedule throughout the year for alphabetically of the rest of the ALSs, excluding the ALSs that did presentations last year, and you can add this as part of your action items, I would appreciate it.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, moving on. Agenda item 6, 6.1. These are our working group reports and activity committee reports. The first one is non-com, and I believe that Louis Uhl, our representative, is on the call. Louis, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Whenever you have a moment, can you please update the region on your activities or on the non-com activities?
Sorry, I'm losing the line, I think. Would you repeat that?
I just want a brief update on non-com activities and what you're working on with non-com.
Yeah, so, well, you received the December December report card. I sent it to everyone, and we had a second meeting last week. We had updates on subcommittees. There's been meetings that we should underline concerning the outreach and the outreach for the NOMCOM in the next coming months. So we should receive some further information in the next coming days concerning outreach at the ICANN. And for the other subcommittee, it's the SOI revisions subcommittee that held two meetings so far and agreed on the changes that will make the statement of interest form a little bit more logical, concise, and convenient to use by both applicants and the NOMCOM members. There is also that on the information received, and Glenn could comment on that, the formal information that's been asked is not always appropriate or relevant. So this is what we are trying to improve for the applicants to precise their views on the job that they want to take over. Is that enough for you? Otherwise, you can go to the card. If you have any other questions, I'll be glad to answer them.
Louis, thank you. This is Garth. Can you just comment briefly on the suggesting a candidate? I provided a link to that, and that was something that was discussed in Buenos Aires. Maybe you can just talk about that for a second.
Well, yes. If you want to suggest candidates, what we were expecting is to have, and I've been asking that during the last meeting, we want to offer the ALS a way to remotely suggest candidates other than by face-to-face meetings, where we've been provided some business cards that I could send to anyone who would like to receive them to suggest candidates or to suggest to propose themselves. And on that, we didn't go further than what I'm saying right now on that point. We're expecting staff to send some more information on that in coming weeks. And the information regarding NOMCOM applications, we should receive some information on the update of the website that I will be glad to send to you guys.
Okay, thank you, Louis. This is Garth. Now, obviously, these are for board positions. Are there any other positions for which the NOMCOM accepts suggestions?
Not that we've been talking about.
Okay, thank you. This is Garth. Moving on to the next report, committee working group. We have the Accountability and Transparency Review Team Number 2 report, which was just released. Is there anybody from the ATRT2 on the call who wants to comment about this report? No? If not, is there anybody on the call who has a question about the ATRT report, has a comment or anything that they want to discuss about the ATRT2 report? I have provided a link also to the comments that were submitted. Alan has his hand up. Please go ahead, Alan.
Just a quick comment saying we put a lot of work into it. We think there's some recommendations that merit the support of the community, and we're hoping that we're going to see those. What is being recommended is going to be an awful lot of work, and I think to the extent that the community believes any of the recommendations have merit, I think it's worth saying so, because the board is going to need all the encouragement it can get to motivate it to actually do a lot of this. There's a lot of work there. We think it would make a better ICANN, but support of the community is important. Thank you.
Alan, this is Garth. What would you say is the most important recommendation you have?
We spent a lot of time talking about that and decided that if the recommendation is there, it is important. Whether it is important to a given part of ICANN or for a particular aspect is completely different. There are recommendations there which will certainly have potentially a very large impact on at large and a large benefit to at large. Those are specifically the recommendations that talk about participation from communities that are not well represented right now, which have cultural, language, and other disadvantages, and very much specifically, which have funding disadvantages because most people at large don't have corporations to pay for their participation. So if you want an example, those are certainly ones which will impact at large. There are other ones which have no impact at large directly, but are, we believe, vitally important, and that's things like participation of the GAC in policy development processes. So I'm certainly not in a position to say what the most important is, but there's a lot of good stuff there and a lot of stuff there. Whether it's good or not is for you to judge.
Thank you very much. This is Garth. I believe the comments are closed, but the team is always accepting suggestions and comments.
No. The report has been issued. The team is disbanded. But now it's up to the board. The board now has 6 months to evaluate how it is going to respond to them, and there is a public comment period open, providing input to the board at this point.
Okay, thank you. This is Garth. I will update the agenda to reflect that the board is now the one accepting the suggestions and comments. Okay, great. Next item, 6.3, Future Challenges Working Group. That would be Evan. Evan, do you have any comments or news?
Just what I was saying earlier about that we may be getting involved with the tour issue in Singapore. Basically, that's about it right now. I don't have a lot more to add.
Okay, thank you. This is Garth. I'm going to skip the crop reports because we already discussed crop quite a bit. But I see Darlene has her hand up. Please, Darlene.
Very quickly, through all the hoops that we have to jump through for crop, Chris Mondini has the final say as to whether we'll get our funding or not, and since it's now moved all the way up the ladder to Chris and he only had minor questions, I would not be at all surprised to see the ADA and Aaron be approved. That's it. Thanks.
That's great news. Thank you. Alan still has his hand up. Alan, do you have another comment? No? Okay. Thank you. Moving on, 5.6, the At-Large Finance and Budget Subcommittee. I believe that is a meeting which is pending. I think it's tomorrow. Is anybody on the call from that committee who has a comment? No? The Privacy and Proxy Services Accreditation Issues Working Group. That is also a pending meeting. I believe it is also tomorrow or later in the week. Is there anybody in that group who has a comment? No. Okay. Moving on to Agenda Item 7, which is the ALAC section of the discussion. And I've listed a number of meetings that are coming up, but I don't have anything specific for ALAC to discuss, so I will turn the floor over to Olivier if he's on the call and he has anything he wants to talk about.
Hi there, Garth. It's Olivier speaking. On the subject of ALAC itself, there are quite a few issues, of course, with the policy advice development going on. I invite you all to click on the Policy Advice Development page, which you have a link to in your agenda. There are a number of statements currently being voted on and some being drafted. The ICANN draft vision on mission and focused areas for a five-year strategic plan is currently being drafted. Tijani Benjama is currently working on this, and the Finance and Budget Subcommittee is working on this. And of course, you may all, you're very all welcome to bring some input to this as well. There is at the moment also a public consultation on the draft criteria and process for the selection of a multi-stakeholder ethos award pilot program. That's a prize that would be provided to an individual of exceptional standing according to a number of qualifications, and the first set of qualifications is being put out there for a comment. If you have any thoughts as to what those would need in addition to those criteria, you're very welcome to comment on this. There is a question with regards to the proposal for a specification 13 to the ICANN registry agreement to contractually reflect certain limited aspects of .brand new GTLDs. On the public policy list, it does say that Alan would be drafting something on it. I'm not quite sure whether Alan Greenberg still wishes to draft something on it. I note that the closing period for the initial comment period was yesterday or today. It's very recent, and it might be that we might just drop this one and with the amount of work we have at the moment and not actually produce a statement. And Alan, please feel free to contradict me if I'm going off on a tangent.
I did, it's Alan, I did let it drop over the holidays. I guess I need to talk to Evan because we were talking about together whether we decide to put something in or not. So I'll talk to Evan and we'll either do something the next day or so or recommend not.
Yeah. Thank you, Alan. I mean, my take on this, Olivia speaking, my take on this, it's not going to kill the ALAC if no statement is drafted on this one. Then the request for a written community feedback on the geographic regions working group recommendations. There has been a lot of discussion that took place on this. As you know, the Geo Regions Working Group, which is a pan-ICANN, so cross-community working group, have worked on a number of solutions or potential solutions, none of which are absolutely perfect, such as the complexity of the international definition of the geographic regions. Tijani Benjama and Maureen Hilliard have put together a short statement there to answer the question. We're now at the vote, and I believe the statement will be filed by the end of the week after the vote is finished. And then finally on the vote as well, the DNS Security and Stability Analysis Cross-Community Working Group report is out. That's the DSSA, for those of you that have followed the acronyms. And Alan has very kindly put together a statement for this. We're at voting level at the moment, the important thing being that the ALAC agrees that the working group under the current conditions can have basically completed his work, and therefore, by accepting the final report, the working group will probably be closing down. But it is with regret, of course, that the recommendation to not proceed with phase two is agreed, because the work of the group was actually pretty good to start with. Anyway, that's the current policy development going on. I've seen there are a couple more that are coming up that you might have seen through your emails, and they're not listed on there so far. If you check on the mailing list, the next couple of days you'll find out a call for comments for these as well. And usually we give in the usual 21 days plus 21 days, so it's a little fast. But if you have a comment on any of these processes, please proceed forward with sending it out. Apart from that, as far as the other parts are concerned, well, IRCPD, I'm not quite sure I can comment on any of these other ones. I'm not sure, well, RCPD, SCI, translation and transliteration, contact info, PDP working group. And then, of course, we've got the mid-monthly call coming up for the at-large leadership team on Thursday the 16th. I remind you all that the DLT calls are open, so you're all invited to go and listen on it. As the chair of that, I usually give priority to the actual leadership team members to speak, but it's sometimes interesting. We do get into the inner discussions of what's going on in our world and outside, of course. I think part of the discussion is going to do with, well, of course, with the policy development, but there's also going to be a significant amount of discussion with what's going on in the cross-community working group on those internet issues with the Brazil conference coming up. So a lot of things going on simultaneously. For the others, I'll let others speak on the call. I think that there are members of those working groups on this call.
Okay, thank you, Olivia. This is Garth. With that, Evan, Eduardo, or Alan, any other further comments from ALAC? Hearing none and seeing no hands up, we can close this section of the call. And I want to, seeing that we have gone over the hour, don't want to take up too much of anybody else's time, I do want to open the floor up to anybody else who has any other a business they want to discuss. Seeing none and hearing none, this will complete the call. And I appreciate everybody's time. If anybody has any issues they want to forward to me, please do so. And I will see you in a month. Thank you very much, everybody.
Gracias.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, Garth. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone. The meeting has been adjourned, and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining us.